Welcome back to the Hotline on KJOY and KJAX in Stockton. Oh, if they only knew what goes on during the breaks. I forgot to ask you about the coffee during the break, too.
It's terrific. It is good. It must be natural.
It's been sitting there long enough, I'm sure, that something's happened to it. And Catherine Henneford is with me, and she is with One World Family and is author of the book Cosmic Cookery. And it's about natural cooking, if I can use that term.
That's a good way to describe it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we have a person who has decided, okay, I will become a vegetarian, and you said slowly taper off, but where do you said begin with meats, just start kicking off the meat, but you've got to replace.
Right.
So let us go on a shopping spree if we can. What do you go to buy to replace meat?
Okay, well, let me talk about what you call the natural foods, basic food groups. Now, this is what you'd have at the top of this. You'd have grains and beans. Now, those are real good protein sources, and I've been a vegetarian for a long time, and I have four children, and they've all been raised as vegetarians, and I was, a vegetarian when I was pregnant and the whole thing, and they've never had any protein problems. I just want to say one thing about protein before I get into how to shop and what you'd really buy if you were really interested in becoming a vegetarian. And there's a real protein madness afoot in this country. People are real hung up on protein. In fact, the big thing now is the high protein diet. It's sort of an energizing kind of thing. The fact is that where the medical establishment, let's say, for want of a better word, would recommend that your daily minimum requirement be, say, 65 grams of protein. The actual fact of the matter is, and this was done by independent researchers all over the world in different parts of the world, that actually you only really need about 40 grams of protein a day. That's fine. That's adequate. Most people in this country, now we tend to think that we're the only country, we're the only group of people that exist, and our eating habits are prevalent throughout the world, and whatever standards we're promoting, that's what's really happening, but that's really
not
true.
I've been around the world.
It's not true at all.
I took a tour and I found out real quick.
Yeah, well, that's really interesting because it turns out that the people in the United States, they have a real problem with too much protein here, and that actually has been related to a lot of different diseases. Senator McGovern's study on diet and health.
Now, I haven't heard of it.
Well, this was about 2 years ago, and it was released. It was a government-approved study, and he said that 6 of the 10 leading causes of death in the United States have been linked to diet.
Hmm.
Now, that's really that's like an official statement. And he recommends that you cut way down on eating meat, and he gives dietary recommendations. And that's what the program is called.
Okay, you mentioned 40 grams.
Yeah.
So what would that be?
Well, the point I'm making, and the whole reason for saying this, is that if you if you follow a diet similar to the one I'm recommending, which is very easy to do, it's not hard at all. It's not a fad, and you don't have to run around to a lot of special stores and that kind of thing. It's real simple, wholesome foods, that you will get all the protein you need without counting calories, without counting grams of protein, without weighing and measuring and feeling uptight about it and worrying a lot more, which is a lot worse for your health.
You're not sitting there with a calculator trying to figure out the numbers.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the kind of thing I teach in my classes, is how to lose weight naturally, how to achieve all these things just through common sense, basically. Basically, really, it's just getting back to the basics. But if you were going to a store and you really were interested in vegetarianism, I would say that you should ask the clerk, say, go to Fat City here in Stockton.
Okay. Now, we're going to talk about, let's talk in general. It would be a health food store?
Try a health food store, but I would say not necessarily a store that specializes in vitamins. I would say a store that specializes in bulk grains and that kind of thing. Fat City is a good example of that. Raley's Market in Sacramento is another store that has natural foods there. They have bulk grains and beans and so forth
it's
and seeds.
It's not the ones with the pill bottles, right?
Right. And just ask the, I can tell you now, just pick out some brown rice and not white rice, and just ask for some whole grains. Some good grains to start with are rice, millet, and then the whole grain flours for sauces and gravies and cakes and desserts, which would be whole wheat pastry flour, garbanzo flour. Now, you probably have heard of garbanzo beans. Those are the little chickpeas that you get in salads at Italian restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Garbanzo beans are ground into a flour. Now, this is very widely used in the Middle East. I mean, it's a staple.
It's unheard of here.
Unheard of here, of course. But It's a wonderful light flower, and it's terrific for making sauces. And it's so funny because I've noticed that so many of the natural foods have a way of just sort of being replacing meat because they taste sort of like meat. Garbanzo flour tastes like chicken. When you make gravy out of it, it tastes a lot like chicken gravy. So people are fulfilled with these foods. It's a good transition kind of thing to get into. And get some beans. Get some red beans or kidney beans or pinto beans, some kinds of beans like that, and try some garbanzo beans. And, of course, don't forget soybeans because they're just a really wonderful source of protein in a vegetarian diet. All the beans are high in protein, but soybean, of course, is the king of beans. It's got the most, and it's really...
Let me throw a question at you that my mommy wants me to ask, and as she was looking through the book. You mentioned in your book whole wheat pastry flour.
Right.
Now, how does that differ from whole wheat flour, which you include in some of the same recipes, and let's say your pizza dough, you have both of them together.
Okay, well, the whole wheat flour is the coarser ground of the two, and the pastry flour has been is a finer grind. It's just like your cake flour as opposed to your regular white flour, say. It's a finer, more finely ground.
And that is available in the store then?
Yeah, it's all available. It's all available there. You know, some people eat this way all the time. And it's not hard nowadays, especially even in Safeway, you can get spinach noodles, whole wheat noodles, and a few good things like that. Pick up some tofu just for fun the next time you go to a store.
It doesn't have much flavor. People.
That's the neat thing about tofu. It's so versatile that you can blend it in any way. We
it's
do a
strange
great thing.
Looking, though. You kind of got to get used to having a little white little square sitting in the...
Well, if you've ever been to a Chinese restaurant, you've sort of experienced it in tofu, in soup, you know, the little cubes that are floating in soup, and it's sort of exotic, you know. I mean, yeah, it does look strange at first, but my kids like it if you cut it up into little pieces, like little squares, and we bread it and then fry it, and that's their favorite snack at night. And everybody I've tried that with, I'll give you a quick recipe. The fellow that was on the show before asked me if I was going to give a recipe. And I want to give
you
one recipe.
Wait a minute. Are you going to do that now?
Should I do it now?
I don't know.
I say, everybody in the radio audience,
get out your pens and papers and hold on. We'll do it after the break.
Great.
Which we're going to take in a few minutes. But
okay. Yeah, and I'll give you a really simple recipe for tofu that should convert you right away because it's just so fast and easy and it's just so delicious.
How expensive is tofu?
Tofu is so inexpensive. I forgot to mention, not only is it high protein and has no fat, but it's also very inexpensive. If you go to the supermarket and buy it, it comes in 1 pound containers, and it's four cubes in a container, and it's sort of in a brine. And that's, I say, 79 cents a pound, okay? That's inexpensive for the highest source of protein available on the planet. Wouldn't you say? It's higher source of protein than meat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if you go to a Chinese delicatessen or a supermarket, you can get it in big squares that come in big barrels or tubs, and they have squares floating in the tubs, and they'll just take out a square and put it in a little doggy bag for you, and you can take it home, and it costs about 20 cents less that way.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so that's a tip.
Save some money while you're...
You can save even more money.
If you become a vegetarian, do you find that it is a lot less expensive on the old budget?
I would say you can cut... Nowadays, I used to say 5 years ago you could cut your food costs by a third, and I think that still is even more, you know, viable alternative now.
Now you went conservative in the book then. I think you said 20%.
I think I said 30%, but...
Uh-oh, we're going to have an argument. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'll look it up and
you look it
stick
up
it in your nose.
Anyway, I'm sure you could cut your food costs down by a third, but you'd have to... a real good way to do that... You'd have to eliminate the meats altogether, okay? And then you'd have to go with the grains and tofu and the natural pasta and so forth and things like that. You'd have to go on a budget and plan your diet. I mean, you know, you can get counseling on this. I give classes, Bill. I teach people through seminars. Yeah, how to do these different things. And through the proper education, again, and through the proper kind of background, you can cut your food costs down by a third. This includes a certain amount of bulk buying, which you can do cooperatively with your neighbors or other people that are interested. You can shop at co-ops and get your bulk grains a lot more cheaply. If you bring your own container, that kind of thing, you can get your natural oil and, you know, so forth.
Is there such a thing... Yeah, you said 30. I'm wrong. I'll stick it in my nose. 30%. is there such a thing as kind of a half vegetarian? If you go with chicken and with,
which half?
If you go, say, with the chicken and with fish instead of red meat, I mean, would you consider that kind of?
No, I don't consider that a vegetarian. I'm sorry, but that's okay because I think that, as I said before to you when we were talking, that I think even more important than the meat right now in people's lives, I think that people are over. Having more serious problems with the refined and processed foods, say the white flours and refined sugar, than they really are with meat, in a certain sense. You could say because people eat such a disproportionate amount of the starches and carbohydrates, and it's all the refined. It's like they try to tell you that they put the vitamins back in, but I'll tell you, nature does it best. And I don't care who wants to argue with me about that. You can go down the street today and you can look at the shape of the people and you can see that people need improving their health. I mean, it's not hard to see that people need dietary guidance, and a fad diet or something like that is not going to be the answer to people's health. It may cause you to temporarily lose weight, but to get onto the natural foods is the way to really lose weight plus have the vitality and health and to really do right by your body. That's the way to go.
We have to take a break. I forgot to open up the phone lines, too. Shame on me. And everybody get out your pens and pencils. She's going to give a recipe for tofu, and we'll do that right after we take a break. We'll continue with more of the hotline in just a moment.
Turn over for part two of Catherine Hannaford on KGOY Hotline.